Hi there. The word for you today is on recognizing and walking in God's will. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, Paul writes, "This is God's will for you." Let's begin today by saying, pray that you may know God's will. Strive to live in an attitude of prayer. Paul writes, "Be joyful always, pray continually, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will." Think about that, rejoicing, praying continually, and giving thanks. That puts you in the active hub of God's will. If you only pray when you're desperate for answers, your receptors will be rusty and your impressions will be nebulous at best. It's regular communication with God that sharpens your senses and fine-tunes your ability to distinguish His voice from all the other voices around you. David said in Psalm 143, verse 10, "Teach me to do your will, my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground." So seek God, and He will smooth level the ground for you. Here's another thought. Receive the counsel of others for confirmation, not necessarily direction. Galatians 1:15, Paul writes, "When God called me, I did not consult any man." What's the point here? It's this: only embrace other people's advice when it agrees with God's word and the Spirit's promptings. Your friends can be a real source of confirmation, but not necessarily revelation. Even your own experiences and impressions aren't enough to discern God's will. That is, unless they line up with His word. Peter did this on the Mount of Transfiguration with Christ. Remember? He recalls it. 2 Peter 1 verse 18, reading from the Message, "We were there on the holy mountain with Him. We couldn't be more sure of what we saw and heard. The prophetic word was confirmed to us. You'll do well to keep focusing on it. It's the one light." That's how he puts it. It's the one light you have in a dark time. Paul's converts in Berea received his teachings enthusiastically. But you know what it says? "And they examined or searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things be so." In other words, they checked what they heard against the written word. When you want to know God's will, that's always a good policy.